All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. So we're picking up this morning, Yemer Tzashem, in a new Os in Sidkas HaTzadik. We're picking up Os Samech Gimel. I sent it out on Sunday. Sunday, I sent out two PDFs on the chat. The first one is what we're starting today. So we'll say this is actually a very interesting Sif. A very interesting Os, which we're going to skip around a little bit let's begin. So look how he begins over. Let's take a look in the Be'uri HaChasidus. So the Rebbe writes, he says, Ben Dome Le'imo B'tolad. Listen to this. Be'inyan Hancholos Tchunos HaNefesh Me'ahorim B'mei'em Sh'nisbar Be'os HaKodemes. So let's remember again, in the last Os, we spoke about the idea that children inherit Midos from their parents, right? That was the entire essence of the last Os, was that you had individuals who personified a particular midah, a particular character trait. They passed it down to their family, and then after their family, they went ahead and they passed it down to the rest of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Klal Yisrael. Right? So that was, now what Rebbe is going to say is, in general, when children inherit midos, he says something amazing. Hadavar eno talui rak ba'avosem elagam b'imoseihem. So here, Rav Tzadik says something very interesting. He says, you know, we'll say if you look in the common theme of last Os, it's that all of the people mentioned who possessed such incredible midos were all who? Men. Men. So Rav Tzadik says that shouldn't lead you to think that a person only acquires his profound spiritual character traits from his father. That's not true. The mother plays a dominant role in the cultivation of spiritual character traits. He says something amazing. Shabanim, Gerardi Fizrael said, Shabanim hascharim, yoser domim b'midosem uptchunosehem le'ein. Sons, he says, more resemble their mother when it comes to their midosehem uptchunosehem. Tchunoseya means their essence. Their essence, the essence and midos of a son much more resemble their mother than their father. Kimo shekasev hatana bebraise bepsochim. Where does Reb Tzadik get this from? Shali olam yimkar adam es kol mashiyeshlo v'yisa bas tamud chacham. So you must say something amazing, that it is better for a person to sell all of his possessions to go ahead and marry a daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Then I will say, why is it so important to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham? Kevan she'im meis ogola, because in the event that the man dies or he is exiled, in other words, that if he's not there to go ahead and raise his children, muftach lo shabonav tamidi chachamim. Ultimately, again, he could be assured that his children will grow up to be tamidi chachamim. Which I will say, essentially what Chazal was saying is like this. If for some reason you, the father, cannot go ahead and exert or exude the right influence on your children, either because you're not present or you're not there, you have to make sure to marry a woman who is capable of doing so. Who is the woman who's capable of doing so? The daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Daughter of a Talmud Chacham grew up in the home of Torah. Daughter of a Talmud Chacham was exposed to the right things, and she will bring that influence to her children. V'zem ipnei sheyihiyu banav tamidi chachamim kimo imam shibas Talmud Chacham. So you see that Chazal emphasized the need to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham in order to ensure that one's own children become tamidi chachamim. So Rav Tzadik says, you see from here, that it is the identity of the mother that has a profound influence on the identity of the children. Now, I will say, now Rav Tzadik makes an interesting observation. So you see, here, what is the Gemara aiming at? The Gemara is saying, that if you want to ensure that your children are Talmidei Chachamim, so therefore, again, what should you do? Marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. This way, again, she could exert the right influence on the children. So Rav Tzadik says, wouldn't it have been much simpler to say that if you want to go ahead and raise children of Talmidei Chachamim, what should you do? Be a Talmud Chacham, right? In other words, what do you do? Marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham to your children? No, how about a better idea? You, father, you become a Talmud Chacham, right? Model the right kind of behavior, and you have children of Talmidei Chacham. So Rav Tzadik says something amazing. He says, Ve'ilu im ha'av hu atzmo Talmud Chacham, Eino haftacha zu Shabana vihi yu tamidei chachamim. But you see from here, because Chazal felt, even if the father is a Talmud Chacham, that's not a guarantee. I mean, there are no guarantees for anything. But that's not, quote-unquote, a guarantee that one's children are going to become Talmidei Chachamim. Kimo sha'amru Chazal. We'll say, so this is incredible, that what Chazal understood is the profound influence of a mother on the spiritual maturation of her children. It's not that the father doesn't have an influence, but a father doesn't have the same level of influence as a mother. See, let's say, remember, well, let's see, he goes on, he says, so that's why Chazal don't say that if you want to raise Talmid Chachamim, a father should be a Talmid Chacham, because at the end of the day, even if the father is a Talmid Chacham, there's no Haftacha, there's no guarantee that the children will be that way. After all, Kimo Shamu Chazal bin Adarim, we'll say, this is incredible, She'ein Matsui She'benei Talmid Chachamim Yukimosam. We'll say, in fact, interestingly enough, one of the fascinating dynamics by Talmidei Chachamim is that often the children of Talmidei Chachamim are not like their father. I will say, this in general is an interesting dynamic about the children of prominent people. That if you see a dynamic like this, that often the children of prominent people, the children are often not the same type of person as their father. You see, the paradigmatic example of this is who? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigmatic example of this. Because, you know, the fundamental distinction between Moshe and Aaron is that Aaron's Kiddusha was conferred Kiddusha. In other words, Aaron's Kiddusha, Aaron earned the Kahuna. He earned it. But once he earned it, that level of holiness was conferred upon him. That's why it's generational, right? What do you have to do to be a Kohen? What do you have to do to be a Kohen? Right? Be born. No offense. No offense to the Kohanim. But Lamai said, you didn't do anything to earn it. Right? Your alter Zeda. Yeah, that's right. I said it, right? You didn't do anything to earn it. Right? So, right? Your alter Zeda did something, right? Aaron Cohen did something sitting there with your Truma all smug. Look at us, right? I'm just saying, you know, so again, Aaron Cohen did something to earn it, but once he earned it, it's simply passed down. You're worthy, you're not worthy. At the end of the day, it's yours. Moshe Rabbeinu represents earned holiness, right? Moshe Rabbeinu becomes who he was because at the end of the day, he worked hard to attain that particular level. That's what it means when it says Torah lo nitna biyerusha. You can't pass that down. You can model the right kind of behavior, but you cannot pass that down generationally. And therefore, already Chazal understood this dynamic that often the sons of Talmidei Chachamim don't become Talmidei Chachamim. Or I should say, don't become Talmidei Chachamim in the way that their father was. Or you see this, by the way, all the time. It's very interesting. In klal work, you find this all the time, that people who are very involved in klal work often have children who do not want anything to do with klal work, right? Simply because whatever it is, lifestyle things, different things. Again, sometimes when you grow up with a father who's prominent, it's also this, there's a lot of psychology behind this as well, in terms of a feeling of inadequacy. I'll never be like my father. I'll never measure up to that. So therefore, often children just choose a different derech altogether in order to carve out a personality. Whatever the psychology is, Chazal understood something amazing. That although, yes, I want to be clear, if you want your children to be Talmidei Chachamim, you must model for them the right behavior, right? You must go ahead and model for them how important it is to become a Talmid Chacham. But yet, interestingly enough, Chazal, when they looked at that probability of making one's child into a Talmid Chacham, they put the bulk of the responsibility on the mother and not on the father. Right? There's something about the spiritual nature of a mother which instills holiness and ruchnius in her children that a father simply cannot replicate. He goes on, he says, Kim holchin achar ha'im. He says, at the end of the day, children, at least in their ruchnius, follow after their mother. Omitamze. Ne'emar uben ksil tugas imo da'inu shekziluso hu gorim eitzev li'imo. That's why he quotes the pasuk from Mishlei, that literally, again, a foolish son is tugas imo, is the suffering of his mother, right? That again, you know, that at the end of the day, the spirituality, the ruchnius of a child is very much the reflection of the mother, velo aviv, and not of his father. Again, I will say, I want to be clear. Reb Tzaddik is not absolving a father of responsibility. Reb Tzaddik is speaking about the idea. Remember, Ruchnius represents the nuanced spiritual personality of a child. The nuances of a child's personality and the nuances of a child's upbringing, the nuances of a child's Ruchnius, Reb Tzaddik posits, comes from his mother and not from his father. The father could have many influences. And one could probably make the argument that some of these things, of course, could be family dependent as well. But Lamaisa, Reb Tzaddik is talking about big adult, kind of in a general sense. The spiritual nuances of a child's personality come from his mother. Mishum Sha'im B'iras Hashem Shalar. It's a very profound statement. Because a mother, with her Yiras Hashem, Machneses Yiras Hashem B'haben. The Yiras Hashem of a child comes from his mother. Bose, this is incredible. This is not talking about knowledge, right? This is not talking about knowledge. He's talking about Yiras Hashem. The first step to becoming a Talmid Chacham has nothing to do with the amount of knowledge you amass. The first step of becoming a Talmid Chacham ultimately, again, has to do with your Yiras Hashem. And Reb Tzaddik posits, where does your Yiras Hashem come from? Comes from your mother. Comes from your mother. Shenikres Yiras Isha Yiras Hashem V'kasheru Ksil Shemo Yiras Shemayim Harizet Tugas Imo Shelohichnisa Bo Yiras Shemayim V'zeu HaInyon Hanoi B'banam Aschar Mekam L'schunas Minus. We'll have to stop over here for today. Reb Tzaddik introduces what I think is a... So again, you see where he's going in this os. In the previous os, he's talking about midos which are acquired through Yerusha. Right, that was the entire essence of Os Samech Beis. Right? All about the idea that great people personify these midos, pass them on to their families, and then it becomes kind of the spiritual purview of all of Klal Yisrael. In this particular Os, Reb Tzaddik is bringing this closer to home, and he's going to discuss what things does a child get from his mother, what things does a child get from his, we're going to talk about sons and daughters, from her father, and then ultimately, again, what things or what character traits or midos does a person cultivate on their own. So step number one posits Reb Tzaddik that the nuanced spiritual nature of a son, we're talking about sons today, because daughters will emir tzashem be tomorrow shir, but the nuanced spiritual nature of sons, the yiras shamayim of sons, the ability to become tamidei chachamim of sons, Reb Tzaddik says, is fundamentally rooted in the spiritual character and spiritual nature of the mother. We'll stop with it for today. We'll pick up tomorrow with daughters and fathers.